Certainly want to say we're thankful to be in God's house. Thankful for another opportunity to be here. I know I always say that, but I am. I truly am, Chester, thankful that he allows me to do things. And more importantly, I'm thankful that he allows me to feel the Spirit, because I don't deserve it, and none of us do, but he's such a loving God in such a way that he sent his only son, his darling son, Mike's what it called him at different times in the Bible. His one begotten son, his only true son, came and died so that you and I could enjoy the grandeur of what God truly is. And I just love him for that. So if you would, turn with me, if you would, to the book of Acts, chapter number 5. We're going to be probably taking our verse of Scripture around the 32nd or 33rd verse. Probably read about to verse 40. Acts chapter 5, verse 33. Let's go with 33. Let's go right there. Begins to read like this. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor in the law, whose reputation among all the people, and who, a doctor in the law had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye may intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him, and he also perished. And all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of man, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And you can be seated. And we thank you for standing with us. We know we're not the best of readers, but God can do all things. I just love him. But I think about this verse of Scripture here, and we all know what's going on in this verse of Scripture. And I really want to focus on that that 39th verse there, the 38th verse. It says, And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. If they're, for the counsel of this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God. And I began to think about this verse of Scripture here. Now we all know that Gamaliel was a teacher in that time, and he was very high revered, as it says in the verse of Scripture there. And they all agreed with him, and they thought, well, you know, he's a learned man, and he's a teacher, so we all know that he's got a level head on his shoulders. Well, Gamaliel, when they were trying to, they aspired to hurt these men, but I thought about how Gamaliel standing up when he came to the spot of realizing that if they would just leave these men alone and let them be for a minute, that he began to think about that all of the men that came before and all of the men that came, and then they kind of fell off, or they died, or they were killed, or whatever it may have been. That said that they were somebody. It said that they, I'm sure even some probably called themselves the Messiah, even probably, Brother Mike. But I began to think about how Gamaliel, in his knowledge
I began to show him and to tell him, hey, boys, listen to me here. If these men are true, it'll come true. It's of God. But if they're not, they'll be like these other men, and they'll fall by the wayside. Now, we all know that he's probably speaking from experience here when he talks about these men that rose and fell, that they had these people that went with them, and they showed them. They tried to do great things, but they just fell by the wayside because they were human. I began to think about how, if we look at it like this in a spiritual aspect, these men were, they were preaching and they were teaching, or they were doing God's business because it was something that wasn't of them. And Brother Mike, we know in the after fact that God is perfect in every sense and every way. And because of that, we have the grace that we have today. But I began to think about how this Gamaliel fellow here, he was probably wise beyond his years, because we see that he told him there, you know the men that have came and have gone. So these men will be no different. But there was something different about these men. They had the Spirit of God in them. And I began to think about you and I, how we think about it here, that we've got the Spirit of God inside of us. And I began to think about, if God will allow my mind to kind of just wrap around where he wants me to go, I began to think about this verse of Scripture here, about how it said, well, if they're not of God, they'll fall by the wayside. But if it is of God, it'll remain, is kind of what he was saying. It'll come true. It'll be. And I began to think about how Jesus in himself and in our hearts, how he remains in our life, and he remains in our church, and he remains, whether the world, Brother James, wants to admit it or not, he remains king over this place. Whether we, the things that we see around us, that they spoke into existence, he's the king of it all. And someday, whether they want to or not, they will have to agree, Brother James, that God is king and Jesus is king. And thanks be to God. But while I'm here, Jesus will remain in my life, not because of me, and not because of what I've done, or not because I come to Riverside Missionary Baptist Church, but because of what he set up in my life, Brother James. And thanks be to God above, that someday I'll see him for myself. And I know that we all know that, and judging from the way I feel, Brother Chris, we're all here and we're all saved. But I want you to realize something today. I want to encourage you if I can, and God will allow my voice to do whatever it needs to do, and do the things that I need to do. I want to encourage you today, and that even though the world is in the shape that it's in, Sister Edna, God will always be. He'll always remain. He'll always be prominent. He'll always be there, Brother Chester. When you call upon him and you need him, he's never going to turn a deaf ear to you and I. And there's nothing that we can do. There's nothing that the world can do that God will not be able to handle. Aren't you glad that there's somebody that can overcome this world today? I don't know how the world that lives around us today, how they can even go through their life, and how they can even take every breath that they do and not give God reverence, or choose not to see the glory that is the creation, even just the creation in and of itself, and the human body. If you look at it, there's no way that it could have came from mud without God's help. There's no way that the people inside Scientology or the scientific community, they believe that we evolved from fish and things like that. That's just ludicrous. But there's more people, Mamma Jan, that believe that garbage than there's people that are willing and choose to come to the marvelous light of God. But nevertheless, God remains, and the Spirit remains, and it will not come to nothing. It will not come to naught, because it is perfect today. Chris, there's nothing you can do. Oh, that can change God's plan. Oh, but I'll tell you like this. Nothing negatively anyway. Because God is so perfect in the sense that he knows that we would mess it up, Chris. He knows exactly that we would do that. So he made it so perfect. So that, Brother Chester, I'm not even really part of the equation. I just get to reap the benefits. Because there was a day when I realized that if God wasn't in my life, and God wasn't in my heart, oh, that I would come to nothing, that I would be nothing, and that when they laid me in the grave, they would say, probably they would say sweet words about me, Brother James, hopefully so. I hope I have friends when I take my last breath. I don't really care, though, because at that point, Mary, I'll already be gone. I'll already be in heaven, and I'll already be thanking God for what he did for me. Oh, but while I'm here, and because of God himself, the Spirit remains with me today. I began to think about, no doubt these men here in Acts, they hated Jesus when he was around. And in Paul's time, they hated Paul, and they hated all the disciples because of what they preached and what they taught, because it was contrary to the belief system that they held, Brother James. Oh, and that's like our world today. Oh, but thanks be to God, Jesus didn't come to please nobody. He came to do one job, and that was to give his life for you and me, so that he could be with us every single day, and he could remain in our life, he could remain in our heart, and he could keep us unto that day. And thanks be to God above. I'm so glad that I'm sealed to the day of redemption. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. If that doesn't excite us, Mary, something's dead wrong. Oh, but thanks be to God. If we just lean upon him and we trust him and we believe that he'll remain in our lives, we can have a prosperous life on earth today. I don't know what you need tonight. Oh, but I've jotted some things down because I didn't want to forget them because they blessed me. But I began to think about how this would apply to you and I. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalms chapter 34. I began to think about times in our Christian walk when God comes to us and he shows us that he loves us so much. Oh, then when we're in that broken heart state of mind, and if you were at the thing that was at Chris and Sarah's house the other day, you would agree with this so much, because there's a lot of people who had hurt, there's a lot of people who had an empty space in their heart, or they had trouble that they were trying to get through, or they felt empty, or whatever it may have been. Now that's just a kind of a roundabout way of what everybody was going through. Oh, but there's a lot of heartache sometimes in this life. Oh, the Bible didn't say that every day was going to be perfect. Matter of fact, it says the opposite. Because he told them they hated me, and they're going to hate you. And you're going to have trial. You're going to have tribulation. Oh, but thanks be to God that I know I can lean upon him because he remains with me when I'm broken. Oh, Psalms 34. 17, it says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that have a broken heart, and saveth such that is of a contrite spirit. Now, I want you to understand, man, my voice is going crazy. But I want you to understand something today. This world, it's going to try to bring us down. It's going to try to do everything it can to tear us apart. The devil loves to tear apart marriages. He loves to tear down individuals. He loves to come put wedges inside of churches. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When we call upon Jesus' name, even when we're broken, Mary, when we feel like we've got nothing else, want to feel like there's nobody that cares. Jesus comes by and he lets us know, don't you realize that I can specialize in broken things? He picks us up off the ground and he puts us back together. And just like somebody who creates a puzzle. Oh, there's times, Brother Mike, that my life has been all in pieces. And I wonder, God, how are you going to bring it back together? How are you going to do this? How are you going to help me? And there he goes, just picking pieces up and putting them right back where they go. Oh, and thanks be to God that when I'm brokenhearted, I've got somebody that I can call upon and I can cry to, because the Bible said that he told him there, cast your cares upon me, for I cared much for you. Aren't you glad today that when you feel broken, when you feel alone, if you just call on God, he'll be there today. What do you say? Well, how am I? What am I broken? How can I fix it? Oh, well, I can simply say this. The Bible says that an effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Man, that's all I can tell you to do is just pray and see God's face and let him know that you're serious. Because if he thinks you're not serious and he knows whether you are or not, he won't be serious towards you. I'll now tell you this. If we know God like we do, he's a serious person, Brother Mike. So we ought to do our part to show him that we're interested as much as he is. Because thanks be to God, it's by his grace that we breathe. It's by his grace that we live and move and have our being. It's by his grace that there was a day 2,000 something years ago when his son gave his life for you and me, so that when we're broken, we can look at it and we can see that God loves us enough to never leave nor forsake us today. Hey, the best thing we can do, the only thing really that I'm not even really good at it, Brother James, but the best tool we got is prayer. I'm not a good prayer. I don't know why. Sometimes I talk to God and I wonder why he even listens to me sometimes, because I sound like a fool. Oh, but thanks be to God, if it comes out of your heart and you truly mean it and you want him to listen, he'll bend an ear down and he'll let you know that he cares. Oh, and thanks be to God, if you're here today with a broken heart, God can mend it. He can heal it. He can take the pain. He can take the empty. He can take the hurt and he can turn it into joy. Oh, joy unspeakable and full of glory, Brother James. Oh, but you gotta ask him. The Bible also says, and I believe it was one of the things that we read last night, in James there, where it says that you pray and you ask amiss. I don't want to ask amiss anymore, Brother Chris. I want God to know that I mean business, because I don't want to be broken. I want to be something God can use. Hey, he calls us vessels all the time. Oh, but what good's a vessel, Chris, if it can't hold any water? Oh, what good's a vessel if it's got a hole in it? Or if it's got a crack? Oh, we can't be cracked up vessels. We gotta be solid. And we gotta be pure. And we gotta be perfect. And it's only by the grace of God that we can do such a thing today. Broken vessels can't be used, Brother Chris. Oh, but thanks be to God, there's a potter that knows exactly how to fix them. Aren't you glad that when there's times in our life that we're broken all to pieces, he doesn't just sweep us up and throw us in a garbage can like he's done. Thanks be to God above, he picks us up and he puts us back together and he mends the pieces and he puts us back up there for when it's our turn to be used. And thanks be to God, I love being used by God today. But
If I live a broken life, Brother Chris, he can't use me. And you say, well, hey, let me stop right here and say this. We're going to have broken times. We're going to have heartache. We're going to have trouble. Oh, but if we live a defeated life, God can't use us to our full extent. So let's get out of the doldrum. Let's get out of the dumps. And let's get into the marvelous light of God. No matter where you're at today, God can touch you. He can heal you. He can take the hurt away. And he can be your best friend. But you gotta want it today. Hey, Lawson saved a life. I hope and pray somebody hears this as lost and they realize that their life is broken and God can fix it and only God. Oh, but they've got to want it just like I did that day. I wanted to be whole, Chris. I wanted God to move. I wanted God to be there. And when I begged and pleaded and I had a right heart, he came in today. Oh, my goodness. But if we live broken life, Sarah, there's nothing. He can pour and pour and pour Mary all he wants to. But if there's a hole in the bottom or a crack, the water's just going to come right back out. Hey, I want to do so much for God that when he mends me up, I hold every bit I can. And when it gets to the brim, that he pours a little bit more, and it goes over the top, and it gets into my saucer, and then it goes onto the ground, and it goes out. Whoever else needs it today. Because we're all in this together. And if you're broken, God can heal you today. Hey, and he can remain. I want you to understand something today. He won't mend you up and leave you be. He'll remain with you until you're not broken anymore. And then he'll take your hand and walk with you step in step. Oh, but you gotta believe that he can heal your brokenness today. Hey. He's there when we're happy. I don't know if you know that or not. I'm sure you do. Because the times that I'm happy, Brother Chester just feels like God's all over me. And there's nothing nobody can do or say that makes me feel otherwise. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 6. It's actually 5. It says, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. That this is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Aren't you glad today, Brother Chris, that when we all come in and we could be happy as a lark? Oh, but even still then, oh, we could be happy as could be. Oh, but if we're happy, the person next to us may not be. Maybe they're broken. So while we're here, we got to rejoice in him in our happy times. Oh, we got to let him. Oh, we got to let him know. It says rejoice, inhabitants of Zion. That's you and me, church. And thanks be to God when I'm happy and God's all over my life. And he remains if I can. When he's all over me, he'll eventually move to a different breast and he'll be all over them. Oh, but it all comes down to your willingness today. I've not been willing at times, and I want to be better. Oh, but even when I'm happy, I can still move up today. Oh, there's nobody that's close enough. Nobody's too close, Brother James. Oh, and thanks be to God, when I'm happy in the Lord, I can rejoice, and I can be happy, and I can see the day, and rejoice and be glad in it. Because I remember being broken, Brother Jerry. And it brings me joy to know that my God loves me enough to stay with me and remain with me every step of the way. Through my brokenness, through my happiness, through my times of doubt and fear and despair. I hope you know today that no matter what you have in your life, God can come through every time. Whether you're afraid for your loss, which you should be, or whether you need healing for a family member, or whether you need healing for yourself, or whether you just want to bask in God's glory, call upon Him. He'll be there, and He'll let you know that if you remain with Him, He'll remain with you today. Hey, Janice, when you got that phone call, how happy were you? Probably overjoyed. Oh, but I believe you weren't happy just with the prognosis, whatever. I believe you were happy in God because you knew who healed you. You knew who's cured. You know who's been with you through two bouts of cancer. And you know who your God is. And thanks be to God above, we all got to have like-minded faith. Oh, my goodness. That when I see somebody who's broken, I need to pray. We need to pray so that we can all be like-minded. We can all push towards the mark. We can all come together in one mind and one accord to serve God wholeheartedly today. Amen. Aren't you glad for the happy times, Mike? Oh, but it also says in other spot in the Bible that we ought to not only rejoice when we're happy and let the world know that we're inhabitants of Zion, and just like this here in Isaiah said, oh, but it said we ought to rejoice in our trials too, did it not? Oh, and thanks be to God above. Oh, when there's times in my life where I'm going through a trial, where it feels like there's nothing I can do, and it feels like there's no end to the storm, or there's no getting out of it there, and that there's nothing I could do. I couldn't fight my way out of a wet paper bag, as they say. Oh, but God comes along, and He shows me that He's stronger than my trial, and that He never left me. He never forsook me, and He's always been there. He remains with us, and He keeps us. And oh, my goodness, when we're hungry, He feeds us. When we're thirsty, He gives us drink. And when we're coming here and we're happy as a lark, He's still constant. Oh, but when we come in here and we're dragging our feet and we're sorrowful and we have a low state of mind, God can do all things. Oh, but it all depends on how close you are or how willing you are to let Him move in your life today. James, if I'm a sad person and I choose to stay sad, when God comes along and he tries to pick me up and he tries, because I've been this before, I don't know about anybody else, oh, but I've chosen, Brother Chris, to stay mad. I've chosen to be a bitter. I've chosen to be walk away from God. And those are all choices of mine, not from Him. Oh, but thanks be to God above. He still extends out that hand of mercy, and He still offers us that remaining part that I've already been talking about. He never changed His footsteps, Brother Jerry. We change, not Him. So all we got to do is be like that boy when he was down in the hog barn, and he remembered, wait a minute, even the servants at my dad's place, they got it better than I do. Oh, but when you remember who you are today, and God shows you that you've got a better spot than where you're at, oh, we can rejoice in it. Hey, that little boy or man, I don't know how old he was, it doesn't really matter. Oh, but he was old enough to receive his part of the inheritance anyway. Oh, but he didn't stay in the hog. He didn't stay in the hog pen. He didn't stay where he was. Oh, when he remembered who his dad was, he remembered how good he had it, he ran back home. And his dad met him with open arms. And they were love. And he got everything he ever wanted back today. wasted his entire inheritance. So his dad didn't owe him anything, Josh. Oh, but we find that he got back home, and not only did the dad meet him, he ran out to get him, and he cloaked him back up. I'm sure he was all kinds of ragged. Oh, and he gave him a ring, and he killed an animal, and they feasted. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that when you come back to God, Chris, and I don't feel like anybody here is in that state. Oh, but maybe this is a warning, so we don't get there. Oh, when you get to that spot where you're spiritually desolate, you're spiritually drained, you're drained, there's nothing you got left. Oh, but you remember how good it was when you were getting blessings from God. Aren't you glad to know that you can come back and God will meet you the same way you left? He don't change, Chris. He stays the same. Oh, and thanks be to God. If he was anything like my dad, now I love my dad to death. Oh, but if he was anything like my dad likes to joke. If God was anything like my dad, after I call him, or after I leave him alone for like a week or two, and I call him, he acts like he doesn't remember who I am. Aren't you glad today that God don't do us that way? Aren't you glad today that when you call upon him, he's just happy you called? When you call upon him in whatever state you are, when you call upon him, he picks up and he says, you know what? I'm glad you're back. I love you so much. Here's something for you. Here's a blessing. Oh, and thanks be to God. All I did to deserve that, I was take his son's precious blood and apply it to, well, I didn't apply it, he did. Oh, but it got applied to my life today. James, that's the only difference between us and them. Naturally speaking, there's not a difference. Now there's all different shapes, sizes, ethnicities, whatever. Naturally speaking, the only difference between you and me and the ones that are living in the world is that they haven't come to the realization that they need God yet. But when you came to the realization that you were broken and you needed God's help and there was nothing else you could do, that's when you changed. You know how many times I tried to change myself, and I probably couldn't even get, I'd probably have to like take my shoes off and try to count with my toes. That's how many times. But I'll say it like this. You know when you know. There's nothing like it. There's nothing in this world, Brother James, that's worth my salvation. Not a thing. No amount of money they could bring up. No amount of kingship, no amount of countries you can own, it don't matter. You know why? Because there's nothing in this world that is worth going to hell for. But when you were broken, you realize that. But that's the only difference between us and them, is that they don't realize they're broken yet. I'll say this, and I'm getting ready to come to a close. When we need courage, God's there for us. But I thought about this here. No matter what we need, no matter what we do, no matter what we go through in life, God is there. He's consistent, Brother James. He's the only consistency in my life. A whole lot of inconsistencies, Brother Vernon. But God is the only one that stays consistent and constant. Why is that? Because they were talking, Gamaliel was talking about that, Brother Chester, and he said, you know what, buddy? Boys, if this is real, it'll remain real. If what they've got is true, it'll stay true. If what they've got is infallible, it'll stay infallible. You know what it's done? It stayed infallible. It stayed true. It stayed constant. Why? Because I feel the same way they did. I have that same spirit inside of my heart, inside of my mind, inside of my life. And it's only because that God remains with me. Brother James, get a song if you would, please. There's several spots in the Bible God instructs them specifically in one that I can remember is in Joshua, where he told him
264.
Be of good courage, and all these. And there's several times in the Bible where he tells a group of people or a person in general, be of good courage, be strong, be of good courage. But he didn't just leave them there. He told them, be strong and be of good courage, because I am with you. I say it like this. If you want courage in your life to stand against the wiles of the devil, if you want courage in your life to talk to somebody that doesn't know God, trust God, and He'll give you the courage. If you want to be unbroken, if you want to become whole, no matter if the lost heard this or us tonight, we can be broken as Christians. We can have things in our life that come and break us apart. The Bible says we will. But if we take it to God, He can mend it. He can fix it all. Even in your happiest of times, if we rejoice in it, as you stand and as they sing. In your happiness and you rejoice in your trials. You know what the only difference between those things are? Your trial will end when you rejoice in it. Your happiness will just add to itself when you rejoice in it. Brother Chester, I just want to do everything I can to praise God and to be consistent, because God's consistent with me. That's all I want. God's remained the same, Brother Jerry, from day one. Just like it said there, it'll come to naught if it's not true. 2000 and some odd years later, 2018 years later, 19, sorry, it remains the same. It's the only thing that will. The Bible says that God's word will stand when the world is on fire. It's consistent, it's solid. It's proved itself time and time again. And it's remained, Brother Mike. Where does it remain? In our hearts, in our lives, in our services, when we come together in one mind and one accord. Not only that, but it remains in the breeze when we feel that. It remains in the beauty of the things that we see around us. I love God today. I love Him for being consistent in my life. If you need anything tonight, God's here and He can help. You're going to sing a little bit more. Thank God for being here tonight. Hope.